President John Mahama was welcomed to the Elysee Presidential Palace by a guard of honor formed by a detachment of the Republican Guards in the presidency. Shortly after he was received by French President François Hollande, the two moved into a closed-door meeting which lasted for about an hour. Later in an interview, President Mahama said their discussions based on how best the French language can be made attractive in Ghana as it has become necessary in the 21st century.
Indeed, when it comes to learning English, our Francophone neighbors do better than us learning French. And so one of the main challenges we have is, even though we prioritize the learning of French in our educational system, we don't have enough teachers and enough learning material for them to be able to do it properly. And so we're supposed to sign a pact with La Francophonie that would allow La Francophonie to give us technical support in terms of training of French teachers, in terms of provision of learning aids and curriculum and other, you know, such benefits to promote the learning of the French language.
He used the opportunity to personally express gratitude to President Hollande for providing troops to Mali during the recent crisis. President Mahama stated that discussions also finalized outstanding projects to be executed by both countries.
France currently is looking beyond its colonial borders and looking to invest in much the same way in Anglophone Africa as it does in Francophone. As I speak, there are almost 90 French businesses working in Ghana, some in the new oil and gas sector, others in mining and extraction, and so on and so forth. And so France is not a country we can ignore. And that's why when the invitation came from President Hollande, I accepted. And we've had very good discussions, and several projects that we're working on together, you know, have been concretized as a result of that meeting.
President Mahama had early on visited the headquarters of the International Organization of La Francophonie, of which Ghana is an associate member. A closed-door meeting with the Secretary General of the organization, Abdou Diouf, also highlighted the need for Ghana to prioritize the learning of French, especially when Ghana is bordered by Francophone countries. From Paris, France, Pascaline Adadevoh for Radio Ghana.